1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
And we have Dean Wheeler, who is going to be joining us momentarily to talk about Scientology. Mr. Wheeler is a part of a think tank and kind of a new age research group in Northern California in Mill Valley called the Idea Roundtable. And he is going to join us to talk about Scientology and to talk about the celebrity involvement in Scientology. Most recent news having to do with Scientology is that Tom Cruise, a noted Scientologist, has decided that he does not want to promote his new film, Mission Impossible 3, on any Viacom-owned broadcast or communications facility, specifically because he did not like a sketch on South Park, one of the episodes of South Park dealing with Scientology, in which it's fairly well ridiculed. Dean, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Phil, to be with you.
What is this latest uproar about Scientology and its relationship to a celebrity and celebrities using their pull in the media to deprive certain companies, obviously, of their promotional efforts? Is this just one man? I know Isaac Hayes decided to either quit South Park or doesn't want to do certain episodes. Tell me a little bit about it.
Scientology, Phil, is a religion that began with the writings of L. Ron Hubbard and is perhaps the most effective, most successful of the new religions. Some have been described as the new age of religion or the new 20th century spiritual movement. Scientology, though, is more effective, I think, than the rest because it works for the people who use it. Tom Cruise is an example of celebrities. John Travolta is another. But there are Scientologists in all walks of life. And they're everywhere where there are professional or people living as housewives or husbands. I mean, there are as many Scientologists as there are people in the world, and or at least as many Scientologists as there are professions. And this is Mr. Cruise, I guess, saying he doesn't want to see his religion bashed, and he doesn't want to be a part of promoting his film on any company or with any company that bashes his religion.
All right, John Travolta's movie Mission Impossible 3 was going to be promoted, I guess, on Comedy Central. Is that where the South Park show is airing? And he's decided not to. Now, Isaac Hayes took exception to this. Mr. Cruise did as well. Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the guys who create South Park, said, well, but we make fun of Christianity all the time, and nobody does anything, and there's never this backlash. Why are Scientologists so special?
Well, Scientologists are special because they're a more proactive religion than Christians. Scientologists don't like to see their religion lampooned.
No, nobody likes to see their religion lampooned.
But Scientologists are prepared to do something about it. And that means that if their religion is the subject of some vicious slander or libel, then they simply will not cooperate with any agency or person that publishes that slander. But John Travolta and Tom Cruise and Isaac Hayes are one thing. If Scientologists are doctors, if they are lawyers, if they are truck drivers, and they decide that they don't want to be a part of any establishment that criticizes their religion, now you're going to feel that pretty strongly when there's no medical help, when there's no truck drivers to transport goods, when there are no attorneys to represent people in courtrooms. Now you're going to feel the real pinch, I think, of offending a particular religion. And that's why Scientology, I think, needs to be taken seriously, even by people who are not Scientologists or even remotely familiar with the religion, because it's a religion that can reach out and affect life, either for the good or the bad. And to use a standard expression that people use, it's nothing that I would, F with, as they say. I would definitely, you see a Scientologist coming down the street, tip your cap, because that's someone that can do you a lot of good, or do things to you that you don't want to even imagine.
All right, Dean Wheeler joins us from the IDEA Group in Northern California. The IDEA Roundtable, excuse me. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. What is Scientology anyway? Can you explain it to me?
The way that I best describe Scientology is that it is a way of clearing, and they use this term in Scientology, clearing all of the debris from your personality and from your psyche so that you look at the world anew in a very unfettered and a very unblurred way. And the way that it's done, Phil, is at these different Scientology centers where you go in with a Scientology counselor or priest, and you begin this process of clearing. And once you become clear, then you can approach life without the fettering of guilt, of remorse, of feeling a pain. When I became a Scientologist, I had spent a good many years in counseling over my first marriage. I went into Scientology, and a psychotherapist was never able to cure, I was cured of with Scientology. And believe me, I was full of a lot of guilt and a lot of pain over how I treated my wife and the things that I'd done to her and the, some of them very serious. So they showed me that I didn't have to feel guilty about it.
What did you do? If you don't mind me asking, you don't have to answer.
Well, no, I was guilty of a great deal of spousal abuse and a great deal of infidelity. I also stole money from my wife, sold her rings, sold some of her jewelry, and I've felt bad about that until I became a Scientologist, and I learned that it's really not my problem anymore, it's her problem, and I don't mean that to say that I didn't hurt her, but I've let go of it. After all, the person who really felt the effects of it was her.
Well, I mean, do you not feel, so you say that you were abusive to your wife, you've cheated on her, you stole from her, you don't feel guilty about that anymore?
No, I don't. I just, there is no time for it. And if she's still angry with me, and I have no way of knowing whether she is or not, she'll get over it, you know. It's as simple as that. If I could wrap Scientology up in just one specific belief, it's get over it. You know, you'll live. And we say that so often to each other, it's funny that we actually have a religion now that's based on it.
All right, let me get back to this thing you said, and we're talking with Dean Wheeler about Scientology, our number 1-800-449-8686. When you say that Scientology can reach out and either hurt or help you, give me an idea of how Scientology could hurt me if I am slandering it or bad-mouthing it in the media. If I'm Matt Stone and Trey Parker and I write an episode about Scientology that's a jokey episode, that's a lampoon or a satire, what are we talking about here? I mean, are we talking about just boycotts?
We're talking about boycotts. We're talking about, in the clearing centers, we do have what we call our prayer circles. And there's a great deal of energy that's generated there. And if we are intent on sending a message to someone that they had, you know, we'd like them to keep their hands off of Scientology and just move on to something. Go play with another book of matches. We send this vibratory message, and believe me, it is going to be felt. And I would just say to Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the two gentlemen who produced that show, I don't want to say watch out.
Yeah, well, what kind of a threat are we talking about?
Well, it's not a threat. It's just illness, disease, inflammations, infections can flare up. Anything that we can send through the airwaves, a vibratory message of ill health that has, Phil, and I've got documentation of this, that has caused some people, totally healthy people, to suddenly form abscesses or boils on areas of their body, to begin to have you know, diarrhea or stomach cramps and this kind of thing.
Are you telling me that Scientologists are going to send diarrhea to...
No, I'm not saying that. I recognize how humorous that sounds, but I am saying that we have it within our means to send the vibratory message to an individual like Mr. Parker and Stone, and we'll see who has the last laugh, let's just say that. But I'd hate for Trey Parker to wake up one morning with an inflamed boil on his thigh because he thought it was funny, quote-unquote, to make fun of a religion that can reach out and put the hurt on you, you know, as I might say.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here as we speak with Dean Wheeler about Scientology. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to get to one call, and then we're going to go off and, excuse me, do our break. Lee, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I am just listening to this, and I'm flabbergasted. I just wonder what happened to freedom of speech. I mean, I don't like South Park, I'll be honest, but the fact that they make fun of one religion and you guys have this revolt and you're going to send out bad vibes and...
Well, freedom of speech is alive and well.
Well, apparently not if somebody says something on a show and Tom Cruise is going to...
Well, is Tom Cruise not allowed to have his free speech?
You know, I think he is, but I think he takes it to extreme. It's one thing to say I disagree with what South Park said. It's entirely another to start getting people to wish bad vibes and stuff. You're like a cult.
Well, wait a minute. I think that free speech, when you ask the question, what's happened to free speech, I would ask that of you because you said that you believe in it and yet you feel we should limit it.
No, I don't have a problem with you saying what you think, but I have a problem with you, like
Tom Cruise
all of a sudden then refusing to be on this thing we're going to wish boils on you and stuff like that. That's
Tom
sick.
Cruise, should Tom Cruise be forced into being on Viacom? I don't understand what the lady's saying. So.
Are you saying, Lee, that Tom Cruise should be compelled to endorse his movie on Viacom?
I think he's being a little extreme. I mean, Christians certainly don't refuse to endorse their movies on Viacom because South Park made fun of them. So I think he takes
Oh, yeah, they do. Christians boycott all the time.
I don't hear about it. Maybe they do.
I think you got her there, Phil. I think you got her. She's a little bit out of gas.
But I certainly don't hear Christians say that we're going to have a prayer group and wish boils on people.
Yeah, they do it, Lee.
Okay. Maybe you say...
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Be lovely with me. Come on, be lovely.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show is back.
It's pretty interesting, too.
All right, we're talking with Dean Wheeler here about Scientology. How many celebrities do you know? Why is this so big with celebrities?
Phil, it's big with celebrities, I think, because they grasp it. They're artists. Artists have a little bit more of an open frame of reference in life, and they understand it, I think, more readily than other people do. The last lady, for instance, that we spoke with had no conception, really, of what free speech is, and yet she began to talk about it. And I think that Scientologists are clear on a lot of things.
Well, I think what she was saying was she didn't believe that Tom Cruise should take his free speech to the point of economically boycotting.
Well, then she doesn't understand the history of this country. It's replete with economic boycotts. Those are the kinds of people that, as Scientologists, we find to be good fodder for our movement because they're lost and they need to have that clarity. But let me say this. We're not really interested in whether anyone becomes a Scientologist. What we're interested in is making sure that no one slanders our religion and thinks that they can get away with it. And the guys over at South Park with these cartoons are... And you saw Isaac Hayes. He's a member of our religion. Now, that doesn't look like someone that I'd want to get angry. So these are the things that we want them to think about, but they don't think about.
Well, you keep coming up with the veiled threats about what's going to happen. The vibratory prayer group, abscess on someone. You know, if that's the case, then why even just boycott a TV? Why boycott Viacom? Why not just go into your vibratory prayer group and create a boil on someone's rear end?
Well, because Phil, it's not that easy, and it's a lot more applicable, I think, a lot more readily understood. when we economically boycott someone. But Scientology has helped me so very much. It's helped Mr. Cruise. Why is it that after Tom Cruise became a Scientologist, his movie career just suddenly took off? It blew up with a number of huge movies. Why is it after John Travolta became a Scientologist did he suddenly get Pulp Fiction and get Shorty and all of these other great movies? Why is it after Isaac Hayes became a Scientologist that he began to find work again in the entertainment business when he had been long since out of the business? The reason? Scientology and the clarity that comes with our vibratory prayer emissions.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Here's Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
So your vibratory prayer emissions, it sounds more like demonology.
1-800-449-8686. Here is, I think it's John. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I just had a question. I guess I don't understand Scientology enough, but he said that kind of the cornerstone of what they practice and believe is get over it. And if that truly applies, how come he can't get over it when other people are exercising their free speech? I mean, if they don't want to have anything to do with it, then just get over it.
I don't understand what the man's saying.
What the man's saying is, you said get over it.
Yes, that's right. Get over the fact that we're Scientologists. Why can't they get over it?
Why
can't you get over the fact that they're making fun of you?
Well, they're making fun of us, Phil, because they can't get over the fact that we're Scientologists. And we're saying to them, get over it and move on. See, I hope that answers the gentleman's question. I don't know if he knows. Were you sure that's what you wanted to say, sir?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, because you made it sound fairly clear that, you know, you had just stated that there were certain things that you had done in your marriage, and
right,
it was no longer your problem.
Well, that's right. You said you beat your wife.
Well, I did a lot of things, yeah, but I'm asking her to get over it.
Right, and if these guys were simply to practice the beliefs that you have, wouldn't they be telling you, well, the fact that you don't like what we poke fun at, why don't you get over it?
Well, because they're not Scientologists.
Oh, so
what's that got to do with it?
The belief system only applies as a Scientologist.
Well, I mean, why? How could they say that and not be true Scientologists? I beat my wife on a daily basis for 6 months. I stole from her, and I did, you know, and I cheated on her. Now I'm fine. I feel better about it. And so now it's her that needs to move on and get over it.
Yeah, I know what you say about your wife. But what this guy's asking is, how come, if they're criticizing you, you can't get over the fact that they're criticizing you?
I can't get over the fact that they're criticizing me?
Yeah.
Oh, I can get over that. I can get over that very easily by our prayer mission. Put it over in the back, Bob.
All right. Thanks for your call. Here is Anthony. Go ahead.
Did your religion allow you to beat women and cheat on your wife like that? And
no,
is that okay?
If you were listening, I did that before I was a Scientologist.
Well, you're trying to demand that we respect
your
religion.
Obviously, you're not listening to what I'm saying. So.
No, it's bizarre.
It's fine.
You're trying to demand that we respect your religion, and the only other religion I know is the Taliban with Muslim religion. They demand respect, and if we don't respect it, they will threaten us with violence, and you're threatening us with putting people's boils on people's butts.
Well, sir, I never said that we beat our wives.
You just said you beat your wife, and
yeah, before I was a Scientologist.
Well, evidently you're not a good person, and so you choose
the religion of
Scientology.
I think you should come down to our clearing center, and meet the master and see
for
yourself.
Who is your master? Who is your God? Every religion has a God. Who's your God?
Our master is the clearing unit itself.
It sounds like he's the devil.
Well, it may
spell
to us. Well, to you, it does. I mean, you've been sitting around listening to, you know, Sirith Ungle records.
1-800-449-8686.
Every time you open your mouth, you sink into a bigger swamp of dumb.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Dean Wheeler joins us from the Think or the Idea. What's the name of the thing?
What is?
The name of the think tank that you're with.
It's Idea Roundtable, Phil, and we've got professors, a variety of scholastic academicians as well as professional people who are members. But we have in particular two professors from the University of Marin who are comparative religion experts and would concur with me that Scientology, it's the last religion, really. If Scientology doesn't work, then there is no hope, I don't think, in terms of the spiritual evolution of the human race. We will have to fall back on these old shamanistic practices, the old Christian and Judeo-Christian practices.
All right, but Scientology just got done before we take a call saying, how can any religion be wrong when it's got Tom Cruise as a member?
No, I didn't say that, Phil.
Well, it was something like that.
No, I said, how can a religion hit a false note when you've got people like John Travolta, Tom Cruise, and so on? Look at these people who are in the media are respected and loved by millions. So why not give it a shot and follow it? I mean, Tom Cruise has a lot to lose if he looks like a horse's ass at the end of the day because he's a raving Scientologist. John Travolta has a lot to lose and looks like a horse's ass at the end of the day if his Scientological and his vibratory prayer messages are completely permeated with oils. So he's wrong. Isaac Hayes has a lot to lose. He'll look like a horse's ass at the end of the day if his Scientological and his clearinghouse status becomes obluted. So this is...
That's a lot of religious terminology.
Well, what it basically means is there's a blot on what was heretofore a wind tunnel, which we like to see the clarity of the mind as being a large wind tunnel where air is circulating and there's a freshness. There's almost a pine scent.
A pine scent to my mind?
No, to the area where you think. You see, there's an alpine. We like to call it the alpine one's understanding.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just.
We're not saying that your mind smells like like a pine scent.
I had this idea of my mind with a little air freshener hanging in it.
No, Phil. It's fun. It's a fun religion. We have fun with it. We have barbecues. We have outings. We have canoe trips. It's too bad about Matt Stone and Trey Parker. Really too bad.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Trudy. Trudy, go ahead.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, Trudy, you're on the air, and my understanding is that you were once a Scientologist?
Yes, I was. And
hi, Trudy, this is Dean. When were you involved in the ablution?
You know, I believe it was, I'm trying to think. It was in the mid-80s, I believe.
And you don't remember your own life and the particulars of it? You see, I think if you'd stayed with Scientology, you would have been fully vented.
It was a little bit costly. The courses were very expensive, and that
costly.
Kind of,
you mean you had to pay to be in this religion?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
No, you're not paying for the religion, but you take classes, and the classes cost money.
You see, that's the whole thing. A religion's not a religion, Mr. Wheeler. With all due respect, if it's siphoning money out of you.
Oh, really? Is that right? Do you see all the poor people who go into the cathedral in downtown L.A.? How much do you think it costs to build that cathedral?
Yeah, well, nobody's saying you must pay.
No, I couldn't take the classes without paying. But I got to say that the education in it was very fascinating to me. And I really enjoyed it, but it was just too costly that I had to quit. And when I talked about...
an extra job. You could have taken a second job.
Well, I know. I heard that people say, "Well, sell your house, get a smaller house, so you can take the classes."
Right.
I always defended Scientology because of your teachings. But
yes, it's a thrilling way to live.
But you know, the only thing from what you're telling me, how you're handling your enemy, I don't approve because to get people off your back and you're using your mind with full potential and to put a few people together. You can send them in a direction that is a positive direction with a wonderful outcome where they have something more interesting than you. Well, you do not have to put boils on them. I really don't agree, but I do love your classes. I must
say
that.
Well, I thank you for that. But Trudy, don't you realize, and because you were involved with the reclamation projects, you know that a Scientologist, just one Scientologist, through the clarity and through the absolute laser-like precision of his mind, he could incinerate Tom Cruise where he sits. In other words, just with my mind, I could incinerate. I could turn him into vapor. Isn't that fun to think about?
Are you kidding me, man? I mean, why not? Trudy just said, use that to send that man into a positive place.
Well, no, I love Tom Cruise. He's a Scientologist. But I'm just saying, you know, for someone who doesn't like him.
Why would you do that, man? I mean, why not, like Trudy said?
Well, what is it? Like Trudy said. Who's the Scientologist, me or her?
Well, she was, and she left because it was too much money, Trudy. Is that what you said?
I left because it was too much money.
Oh,
and you know, I'm not knocking him. It just was too much money, and that's why people like Tom Cruise can afford things like that. You know,
Mr. Cruise gets he gets it all gratis because of his promotional.
That's great. Tom Cruise gets to take everything for free. Trudy.
Yeah, but that's the way the world works, because any celebrity gets things for free. That's just human nature. That's okay. But what
Thank
I'm saying
Trudy.
Is you have to have money to be there. But please, use your mind and use it for something positive.
Well,
I think
Scientology, Trudy, as you found out, is thrilling. It's exciting, the power that you are invested with and the way that you can... See, I'm a little different from you. I'm a little bit more mischievous. And when I like to...
Well, I know that because of your background, what you told me, so you're not afraid to use your mind. You used your body in the wrong way, and now you're using your mind in the wrong way because your soul is just there with
what
that. You need to graduate. You need to graduate. You need to graduate over that. You need to get over that.
Is there something wrong, though, with me fantasizing about Lil' Kim? You know? Because I have a fantasy, as a Scientologist, I have a fantasy that Lil' Kim will be my wife someday. And there's a big house in Marin County, and it's 7,500 square feet, and there's a large master bedroom, and I have this little large-breasted black wife in heels. And anyone that comes near her, I can incinerate with my eyes just by looking at them. I can give him what I call the stink eye. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's what Trudy is saying, that's weird, man. That's weird. You don't want to do that.
Man.
No, you don't.
Hey,
because
man.
Listen, the mind is powerful. You can take a mind and do something good or something bad.
Right.
Okay?
It's true. Hey, how much were they charging for the classes back in the 80s, Trudy? Because
I don't remember that precisely anymore. It was just too much back then.
Yeah.
It might be more today. I really don't know. But I'm telling you that you have...
There's nothing wrong with using my mind to want to embrace and make love to Lil' Kim.
No, you can. Anything that is positive.
Yes.
Anything that is positive. And if you have enemies, then wish something on them that they're so preoccupied. And even if you wish them the lottery, that they lose interest in you. And you creating such wonderful karma for yourself. You guys are on a destruction road with what you're doing.
But use the
same thing and do it positive, and you're going to be one.
I agree. I really want to do that, Trudy. But we do.
Please.
We want to splinter off from Scientology. We want to call it something like, you know, fun science. You know, let's have some fun Scientology. Matt Stone and Trey Parker, when they did that show making fun of our religion, I want both of them to... I just see them at the bottom of the ocean with bubbles coming up, you know, and they're tied up.
You know what?
You said something. Yeah.
The way you should do it is you use all of that energy and you use it in a positive way that they're so busy with something so fantastic for them.
Have you ever watched South Park?
They forget about you.
Have you watched South Park, Trudy?
Okay, look, we got to let Trudy go, all right? Trudy, you've been so
patient.
All right,
guys.
I want to know. Has she watched South Park?
Have you watched South Park, Trudy?
No, I have not.
Do you like Cartman?
She hasn't watched it. All right,
I haven't.
Trudy,
are you Christian now?
And it's irrelevant. I'm talking
irrelevant.
To you about your
no,
mind.
No, it's not, because those are the two guys who put it to Tom Cruise with a greased axe handle.
All right. Thank you very much, Trudy.
I gave you the recipe. Just do it.
Hey, Trudy, who killed Kenny?
Thanks very much, Trudy.
Right.
First of all, the lady said something fascinating about how much it cost.
Oh, you know, Phil, you know, one of the things about our country is there's so much opportunity, but yeah, things do cost.
And well, she wasn't complaining about it. She didn't complain. I think that that's, you know, man, every time a religion has its freaking hand out, I say, pass. I'll pass on that.
Oh, really, man? Don't they pass the freaking basket over there at the Catholic Church?
Yeah.
Okay, they got their hand out.
Well, I mean, they're not telling me I got to take classes.
Okay, man.
Oh, boy. You know what? You can wish all the boils on me you want. I'll come through the phone, man. I will get down to microscopic size and go down the fiber optic line, come out the other end, rematerialize as a man.
And beat on me?
Yes. You got it. 1-800-449-8 and beat on me. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, controlled by the International Jewish Media Conspiracy. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Just a couple of more minutes here with Dean Wheeler from the Idea Roundtable in Northern California on Scientology and the recent controversy surrounding Scientology, most recently the creators of South Park, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, do a very funny show called South Park, and on the show they did a little bit of a satire on the religion of Scientology, and Isaac Hayes, who's a Scientologist, didn't dig it. I guess he quit the show. Tom Cruise is boycotting Viacom, will not promote his film Mission Impossible 3 until they pull that episode, and my information, Mr. Wheeler, is they have pulled that episode of South Park. Your comments?
Well, I don't think you can expect anything less. What these two men have done is to oil what we call the center. In Scientology, we have a center. We call it clearing the center. When someone oils your center, you have been oiled, and anyone can insert anything. And so our idea that respect for life emanates from the ablution is venerated, but is otherwise by individuals such as Mr. Parker, Mr. Stone, they turn it on its head and it becomes a coaxial, throbbing mind experience that no one has the right to criticize.
All right, let me go to Lynn. Lynn, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Lynn?
It seems strange to me that a God could support people causing evil in other people's lives simply for poking fun at them. I don't understand this kind of God.
Mm. What kind of God do you believe in?
I believe in the forgiving God and the loving God and the caring God.
Is that the Christian God?
Well, if you want to call it Christian, I just call that my God.
Well, I think that God is there for us to access. I think if you looked at God differently, you would see that God is something. God is not so much a being as he is a toolbox. And you reach into that toolbox, Lynn, and you use what you can from that toolbox to affect things in your life.
So
for instance, I'll give you an example. When you have a mathematical problem to solve, do you pray to the principle of mathematics, or do you apply mathematics? Well, naturally, we all apply it. Now then, in order for someone to be further... Hold on for a minute.
Hold on for a minute. Lynn, your comments, because I can't have you be doing a speech.
Well, I wanted to explain to him.
Lynn, what is your comment?
My comment is that I think a loving and a caring God wouldn't want anyone to wish evil on anyone else's life simply for poking fun at someone else.
Poking
I don't think
fun?
He would wish badness upon people simply for that, or for any reason.
What
wish
about
badness
what
upon people? That's not the tool I would grasp for. I would grasp
what tool
for the tool
do you
of
grab?
Forgiving.
Will you turn that music off? Say that again.
Well,
it's
I want to know.
It's not me. I don't have any music on.
What is that?
I'm sorry. We've got to turn that off. That's our clearing unit.
Bug off. Our clearing unit. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So please don't hurt me.
not going to hurt you. Here is Gloria, Dean Wheeler, with us for a few more seconds. Gloria, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to say something about calling Scientology a religion.
Yes, uh-huh.
It appears that Scientology is a point of view that some people have, a point of view of life that some people have.
Oh, it's much, much more than that, Gloria. It is the beginning, and it is what we call the arc. And the arc begins here and traverses the ether.
Well, excuse me, but
you know that,
what I'd like to say is that why does it matter to
things,
you?
I have always been...
Excuse me, I would like to make a statement,
though.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I thought you'd stop talking.
Why does it matter to you what anyone thinks of you?
Well,
why does that matter to you?
Because
it's really a religion.
Because of Scientology, my feelings are hurt easily. Tom Cruise taught me to take everything personally.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for